Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob and Yart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, broadcasting from Colorado, where you think you live in an insane asylum, what it's like in this country. Well, imagine living in a state where they have legalized, decriminalized recreational pot use, marijuana use. And so now for our business owners, the guys, the women who have to hire to fill spots out of the labor force, it has become a nightmare. And so to discuss this, one of our local business owners, Brian Joseph. Brian, welcome to Bob and Yart Live.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
Your website that you have created, I'm sure, out of years of frustration, is just the best website. I love it.
Years of frustration, toxiclabor.com. So, yeah, I've been running a residential cleaning company for about 5 years. And finally fed up with the absolutely insane things that happen on almost a daily basis.
From when you're going to hire someone, when you do hire someone, just the labor force that we have to work with.
Yes.
In this state of Colorado. I know nationwide this problem is everywhere, but I think it even gets worse when you legalize recreational drug use, getting high. But so what kind of problems have you been seeing that brought you to design this website?
Well, working in this particular industry, residential cleaning, you know, it's not, just to be frank, it's not everyone's dream job. So
right.
I've met some extremely hardworking, amazing people who are employed by me now. But it seems like definitely it attracts both types. So when I've met the best class people who want to do the best job possible, I've also met the exact opposite type person who's like just an insane deadbeat person.
So, and a lot of business owners, I think, could relate to that. But could you give us some examples?
Of course.
Like,
so how about yesterday?
Real life.
You want
yesterday?
Recent yesterday.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. So what I've learned is you need to give them the benefit of the doubt, because a lot of crazy things happen. But sometimes there is just something genuinely wrong going on that you need to give them some slack with. So I got a call from an employee. She was at a job and she tells me she's throwing up.
Ooh.
So I say, okay, well, you shouldn't be cleaning someone's house when you're throwing up.
No, of course not.
So I said, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. Go home, rest up. You'll be better tomorrow. So her partner, she needed to continue working for the day. So she went to go work with another lead. And she confided in that lead that the reason the girl was throwing up was because she had been doing meth over the weekend.
Doing drugs, not just marijuana, but methamphetamine.
Meth, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which is
and
horrific.
She also, and she admits to smoking pot, too. That's just, you know, the flavor of the day. Meth, pot, right. What do I want to do?
Plenty of studies, scientific studies, when people smoke pot, they have all kinds of other things go wrong in their lives, including a much higher incident of using other illegal drugs.
Right, absolutely. So when we had learned that she'd allegedly been doing meth over the weekend, I had to act on it. For one, she's driving a company car. I don't want to get, you know.
You give your workers these beautiful phones. I mean, great smartphones and a car. Many of your workers, I mean, these are benefits in addition to paying them well, for this kind of work. Wow.
Yeah. And if you'd like to apply, give us a call, castlefresh.com. You could apply for a job. So anyway, yeah, she's got a company car. We don't want the car to get destroyed because she's driving around high. We also don't want to put anyone else in danger with having her on the road. So we have to act immediately on, you know, dealing with the problem. So I asked her to come in and we brought in the senior lead who the partner had confided in that she had been doing meth.
Yeah.
To confront her together.
This happened yesterday?
Yesterday.
This sounds like you have to go back like 5 years to get a story like this, but this is yesterday.
Well, after this one, we could go 2 days ago and tell that story.
Okay.
So anyway, so she sits down at the desk and I say, hey, you know, we need to chat because apparently it seems like you might be involved in doing some pretty significant drugs. You know, if you talk to them about marijuana, to all of them, they think it's not a big
deal.
That's
the most wonderful thing possible.
They all do it.
That's
right.
Not even possibly a criticism.
Not even possibly. So I had the senior lead describe to her what the partner had, you know, the allegations that apparently she had confided in her that she was doing meth. And she said, oh, no, 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 you, she misunderstood. It was this other gal who was doing
meth.
My friend was doing meth. She misunderstood me. I said, well, I could completely understand miscommunication. It happens. So here's the deal. For now, I have to take the car and the phone back, and we're going to go have a drug test right now. And if you pass it, absolutely, you get the car back, we'll be fine.
Now, you don't have to go for the drug test if you don't want to.
Right.
But then you're quitting.
Exactly.
So you can either quit or go for the drug test.
Exactly. And we'll pay for it. We'll do it right now. Yeah. I have a place open down the street till 8 p.m., so we're good. Mm-hmm. And she started crying and yelling, no, my daughter, I have to pick her up from Grand Junction. And I interrupted. I said, well, you don't have a car, so you can't go to Grand Junction.
To pick her up.
So your options are we can bring you home or we can bring you for your drug test. She fell on the floor and started kicking her feet and pounding her fists and crying.
Come on, oh, this poor woman. Her life is in ruins.
Right, falling apart.
What a bizarre scene. At your local business, man, you're trying to run a business, and it's like, it's worse than taking care of children.
Well, and that's not even bad. My kids don't behave that way.
No, right.
My kids don't. I've never, not even once have I had to deal with that. So she's crying on the floor, right, kicking and crying. And I just said, miss, please, will you stop and just make a decision? Because I'd like to get home. Can I bring you home or bring you for the drug test? So she stood up and wasn't real clear about what her intentions were. And she started to walk out the door. And so I followed her and I said, hey, I need the keys. So she handed me the keys to the car. And then she literally fell down and pretended to have a seizure.
Oh,
she was
brother.
Shaking and
so
convulsing.
So she went from a temper tantrum to now and pretend, you know, in the world of theoretical possibilities, it could have been real. But it's obvious you've seen the kind of behavior of employees. She's pretending to have a seizure.
It was manipulation.
That's
the
terrible.
The goal is, can I scare them into maybe calling like 911, and then maybe I'll get taken away in an ambulance, and then I can get out of this whole drug test thing, so I don't have to admit that I was doing meth.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Drug users are bad problem solvers.
Right.
So
in her toolbox, yeah, fake seizure was the next best, you know, idea.
Yeah.
So she's seizuring fakely.
And I know somebody like how you're describing who was stealing from Walmart, got caught, and fell on the floor and did a pretend seizure.
Wow.
That's another.
So this is a normal thing.
Story. I don't know how normal, but
okay,
it's in the toolbox, like you said.
Right. So I'm looking at my poor senior leader who's never experienced anything like this. And for me, it's kind of just a day in the life. And I look at her and I just kind of motion to her, this is fake, don't worry. And so I give it about 2 minutes of silence after she's stopped shaking and she's like, you know, has her eyes rolled up trying to look like she's dead or
wow,
something. And I finally just say, miss, can you stop now? And then she just sat up sober and right as rain and said, fine, I did meth.
So she admitted. You're right.
She realized, yeah, I'm not getting over on them.
You're just trying to run a business. You have to be a psychologist. You have to be a babysitter. Oh, wow. So that was yesterday.
That was yesterday. Yeah. So obviously lots of stories like that.
Before we describe the website, toxiclabor.com, which just looking at it, I just love it. It's one of my favorite websites I've ever gone to.
Thank you.
But, Brian, could you maybe share one or two other stories, then we'll get to what this website does.
Absolutely. So there's a story on the website that I'll share briefly. I had a client call. It was a great client. We were cleaning their house twice a week, really high-value client. And I get a call from her that her diamond engagement ring is missing.
Oh, no.
And so I had no other choice. I actually had a friend of mine who's a sheriff's deputy. I called him for some advice. You know, what should I do? And he said, just get down there fast as you can and see if you can find it. Because, you know, if they did steal it, you're going to
probably find it. Your workers are still there on site.
They're still there.
Wow.
Yeah, they had just started the job. So the first thing they did, apparently, is take this ring. I spoiled the end of the story, but I get down there and I obviously ask them, hey, turn out your pockets, take off your shoes, let me look. And of course, no, just like this other gal with the meth, like, no, it was my friend.
Everybody's innocent. In jail, everybody's innocent too.
Absolutely. Right. Completely innocent. And they look you right in the face, complete, you know, no remorse, no nothing,
right,
no kind of tinge of guilt in their eyes.
Yeah.
So I said, will you let me look in the car? And they say, sure. And, you know, like most people like me, they have a lot of stuff in the car. So it took me a good 40 minutes. I had to go through and take every single thing
out
of the car, lay it down, and go through everything, you know, a CD case, an empty cigarette pack, a lipstick container, and make sure, you know, where could they possibly hide this if they took it. Finally, I found a big duffel bag with a bunch of pockets in it, and I'm looking through every one, and I unzip one, and I find two rings in there. And it must have been a 3-carat, I don't know, huge diamond ring.
Wow.
Bring it up to the front door, knock on the door. Hey, gals, I'm just searching your car. Can you tell me, do you have any rings in your car? Just so if I find some, maybe they are yours. No, we have no rings. So I hold up my hand. Hey, well, here's two rings I found.
Wow.
And the one gal just puts her head down in shame. I took it. So, you know, I call the client and say, hey, I found your rings.
Yeah.
And, you know, she says, I'm so sorry I accused you, Brian. You know, where'd you find them?
Sure.
And I said they were in my employee's car.
Yeah.
So you were right. They stole them.
So that client, even though she's thankful she gets her rings back, it's hard to trust.
Of course.
The workers. Did you lose that client?
Of course. Yeah. And I had to pay to rekey her house.
And you don't blame her. It's not her fault. It's the workforce that business owners have to select from. It's so difficult. We've talked about Chick-fil-A in a brilliant move they made many years ago. When they have their employees say, my pleasure, when you say thank you and they say my pleasure, that filters out the vast majority of the riffraff who would never in a million years utter the words my pleasure.
And when I go there, the fact that they say that calls light to me to how many times I say thank you. Because I feel like I hear my pleasure 8 times. And by the end, I think I say thank you too much.
Right,
I should stop.
Right. Yeah.
But the end of that story, the most important part is that we called the police to try to get her arrested, and they did not care.
No.
Because we found the ring. Right.
That's the norm.
So I said, the next person who hires this woman is not going to know that this happened.
Right.
That
felony theft.
Yeah. She'll go in someone's house and just take something and lie to your face.
The police don't even care if it's credit card fraud. They don't care. Somebody steals your credit card. They're using it. You know who it is. They don't care. So when lawyers say we have the best system in the world, what they mean is we have the highest paid lawyers in the world, because crime is rampant.
That's true.
And all these horrific examples. Okay, so toxiclabor.com. I want to hear a couple more stories.
I have more.
But tell us about the website.
Yeah, so the idea with the website is businesses are under so much scrutiny today. First, there's the government. So you've got DORA, the labor board. You know, you got all these regulations that you have to...
You mean the communist labor board?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
In addition to that, you've got your clients, so they can review you on Angie's List or Google or Yelp. And then you're also held accountable by your employees, because they can go on Glassdoor and review you there, or they could go to the government if they have, you know, some issue.
And they could sue you. The reason I said that the labor board is the communist labor board, you know, I've been in broadcast for over a quarter of a century. When we were on TV 5 nights a week for many years, the master control operator of one of the affiliates was, I knew the general manager. I knew this guy. He's an alcoholic. He comes to work drunk. He works overnights. So they're building up the case to fire him. But if you fire an employee, they will say you fired him unjustly. You got to pay like half of his unemployment insurance. It's a lot of money. It's like he's still employed and after you fired him. So they waited until they had all these documented cases in his work file. And then finally, he's drunk at work. He does the overnights. He goes out in the parking lot to have a cigarette, and the door locks behind him. So instead of calling the chief engineer or the general manager, he picks up a rock and he busts the glass door of the building to get into the front office of the TV station.
I wish I could say this is surprising.
He goes in, right? He cuts himself. He goes in and he works the night. In the morning, people get there, the door's busted. So they fire him. He complains. He goes to the labor board in Denver, downtown Denver. And my friend, who's the general manager, he's got to go in. And they lose the case. He wins. They have to pay his unemployment insurance.
Wow.
So it's the communist labor board, because the way it's been in Russia for decades is you pretend to work and they pretend to pay you, and everybody deserves a job. So you have no right to fire anyone really anyway, no matter what they do. So anyway, as a business owner, you have to put up with all the bureaucracy already.
Right. And people, and because of all that, they have this sense of entitlement. They deserve the job, and how dare you fire them? And right. So with all of that in place to keep businesses accountable, some of that is good. I mean, accountability is good.
Accountability, sure.
Business owners need a voice too.
Wow.
And so now, because of toxic labor, they can get on. This gives business owners the ability to see beyond the background check. If you do a background check on an employee, first of all, you're only going to find what they actually got caught doing.
Right.
So something
and
like
charged with.
And charged with. Yeah, the gal who took this ring, that's not there, obviously.
Felony theft. It wouldn't be in a background check. She looks as pure as the driven snow.
Sure. And there might be something in her background, because I'm sure she's gotten caught here or there. So now, because of this website, you get to see what the past employers fired these people for.
Wow. This can be a major boon to business.
Yes. Right now, there's no accountability. So people kind of, they act with impunity. They know, first of all, they're protected by the Communist Labor Board.
Yeah, right.
They know that businesses are afraid, right? Most businesses have a policy that if you do something bad and your next employer calls to ask me what I think about you,
we won't say anything about you.
We will not, because they're afraid.
They're afraid to be sued because we have too many lawyers, because we have the best system in the world.
Right. And they will be sued, and it happens.
Right.
And so on toxiclabor.com, you're able to actually put up an anonymous report. And
that's really gutsy. It's really awesome. Like, you know, Angie's List is this, it's become wildly popular because people want to be able to review the contractors, because some of them rip off the public and others are really good. And so if you've had an interaction with a business that's really hurt you, people like to tell others about it. Now, finally, with toxiclabor.com, business owners, managers, supervisors could have that same opportunity to tell the world about employees.
Right. Now they have a voice where they did not before. So the hope is that people will have the courage to get on and put these reports up. And, you know, I'm leading the charge with it in a way, because I founded this out of my own frustration and my own inability to get people to, first of all, see that there is no entitlement. You don't deserve the job unless you work for it. And other people will find out. I mean, that's what really drives us to drive some people to behave, right? The fear of repercussions.
Well, yeah. You know, the Bible says your sin will find you out. Eventually it does. I mean, people need to recognize there is a judgment day coming. And so it's best to own up and to repent, to ask God to forgive you. When I was a kid, Brian, I walked to public school, you know, a mile, couple miles a day back and forth, and I would go past the candy shop. And I remember a few times stealing candy from that candy shop.
Wow.
As a kid.
Yeah, we've all done that.
Well, it's terrible.
It is.
Not all. There's a lot of good kids out there who have raised
that's right. That's true. Mine have not.
But I, you know, I love my parents, but I did shoplift a few times. I became a Christian freshman in high school. I went back to that store owner and I gave the owner a $20 bill. And he said, what is this for? And I said, when I was younger, not too much younger, but younger, I stole some candy bars and I'm sorry. Please accept this. And he was so thankful. He was blown away.
Of course.
It was just really great.
I'll have to go back to the CVS where I stole the candy bars and do the same thing.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. Of all the experiences you've had, there must have been one that led you to make the site, I assume.
Yeah, and it wasn't the most egregious, but it was just the straw that broke the camel's back. And I said, I need to be able to have some recourse because I have zero. Mm. And it was, I had gone away on a trip with my family, and while I was gone, the person I put in charge of my business had to fire someone, and that person had not turned in their company phone, their kit, vacuum, you know, all that kind of stuff. And when I got back, I learned that all that equipment was still checked out. So I called that employee to say, we need that stuff back. And she said, I already returned it. I put it in the hall. Someone must have come and taken it if you didn't see it.
Lying.
Obviously.
I mean, it is possible, theoretically. But
sure.
More likely is that here's another employee, ex-employee, who's lying.
Right. I ended up calling the police and getting them involved. And they called her directly. and they were able to get her to bring everything down to them and check it in. And so all of my equipment now had these big evidence stickers on it. So I have to go down to the police station to pick up all of my equipment. And
my
now,
vacuum cleaner.
Right, a vacuum cleaner in an evidence locker at the police station.
Yeah, with an evidence tag.
It's got a big sticker on it. That sticker's still on that vacuum. We tried peeling it off. It's
pretty, evidence.
Right, it's evidence.
On Judgment Day, that sticker will still be there.
Yeah. So that is evidence. It's always fun to look back at that and think about just the crazy things that have happened when you're just trying to clean people's houses.
Right.
So, yeah, so now I needed a way to get online, and there was none. This is the only existing site that allows business owners the opportunity to share this type of information. Mm. And there's another side to this, which is important to discuss, too, which is that sometimes the employer can actually be the problem, and they can be the one that is, I don't want to say inciting this behavior, because, you know, the employee, even if their boss is a real jerk, they don't have the right to go and steal and treat their boss badly.
Of course not. And if your boss is a jerk, you could look for other work.
Absolutely.
Right. That's an appropriate response to that situation.
That should be the response. And that would help, you know, weed out the bad employers, too. They can't get employees. And so.
Right.
But so employers have a responsibility equal to the employees, and an employer's responsibility should be, I want to make my employees' lives really good. That's my goal. Mm. So they should be finding ways to pay them more, grow their business, make their lives good. And this website, people could use it for evil, just like they could use Google or Yelp or Angie's List for just putting stuff on.
There's somebody I don't like, so I'm going to give them a bogus bad review.
Absolutely.
That's the reality of the world we live in.
Yes. And that's so part of what we did to try to avoid that is we put up the paywall. So to use Toxic Labor to search the database, you have to pay. And also to post reports, you have to pay. So you have to really care about what you're posting and mean it to actually go on there and spend the money it costs to put it on.
Mm-hmm. How about when you're hiring someone? It seems that this could be a major deterrent. The way Chick-fil-A, they don't get applicants who don't want to say, my pleasure. Could you imagine? I bet you they have saved millions of dollars in not even having to waste their time with all these bogus interviews of people who just want to be loser employees.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's absolutely brilliant.
When you speak those words in your heart, it like kind of speaks truth. Like when you say something, it makes it real. And when you say my pleasure, it probably has a psychological effect. Yeah, absolutely.
To be humble, to be gracious. And there are an entire group of people who just will not do that.
I'm sure.
And so Chick-fil-A has not. Imagine all the employee theft they've avoided.
Yes.
Imagine all the incidents they've avoided. All the calls to the police because of people selling drugs out of their back door.
Yes.
Unbelievable. And all the loser employees doing drugs and all that, they've avoided all of that just with my pleasure, two words.
And now, in addition to my pleasure, they could search toxiclabor.com at the end of the. Now, here's the thing. When you're using the site, some people will be afraid because a lot of people are already afraid to speak up about these things that are happening. Some people will be too afraid to report, but they could still use the search function.
Search.
Even if they don't want to pay for search. All you have to do as a business owner is have this website up when you do your interview and point to it and say, look, my goal for you is to make your life good. If you're a hard worker, if you're going to be reliable, then I'm going to do everything I can to get you everything you want out of this job. But if you're not,
we report to Toxic Labor.
You could end up on ToxicLabor.com. So Toxic Labor, there's a blog and there's like a step-by-step instructions to employees how to stay off of ToxicLabor.com. There's rules, you know, for employers, like how to properly.
I could almost imagine a help wanted ad where at the bottom in small print, it says, we report to ToxicLabor.com.
Absolutely.
And we search ToxicLabor.com.
Yeah, and just the workforce just knowing that it exists will help. Mm-hmm. As the word gets out and people know it exists, it's the same thing with Angie's List and Google and Yelp. Even if a business isn't on there and they don't use it, they know that that could have an impact on their business.
Wow.
So hopefully employees, as this gets bigger and people understand that it's there, it's going to deter not only crime, but just undesirable behavior and apathy toward work.
Brian Joseph, thank you for coming into the studio. There is that video on your website. You tell one of those stories on the video. If it's all right with you, I'd like to append the audio of that video to the end of this broadcast so that people listening over the radio, if they then go to our website, kgov.com, the ending music of the show will play. And then what do you think? Can we put your audio?
Absolutely.
Append it to the end of this show.
Yes, thank you.
So today, and that is March 29th, 2017 at KGov, KGOV.com. That sounds super. So, Brian, what a great idea. It's for somewhat of a sad topic, it's a really fun website. Report, search, and people got to see the picture of this guy in his suit. This poor slob has been caught.
Yeah, the development company did a great job with the artwork. It's really fun.
With the website, yeah, just beautiful. So thank you again for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thanks for having me.
So that is Brian Joseph. He is the founder of ToxicLabor.com. We'll also link to that website. And, boy, we recommend it. It's just a lot of fun. So this is Bob Enyart. Our website, again, KGov, KGOV.com. And especially today, it's a good time to go to the website and to let the ending music play through. That's Tony Funderburk singing Do Right and Risk the Consequences, the slogan for this show for 25 years.
I've been running a small residential cleaning company, you know, 20 employees or so. And over the years, the growth of that business has been seriously hindered by the actions of just a few dozen toxic people. So the worst thing that's ever happened while I've been running this business is one day I get a call from a client and it turns out that her 2-carat engagement ring is missing. And, you know, that's just terror. It just shoots through your veins. You know, you're wondering if she's telling the truth. Is she trying to, you know, put one over on you? Or did your crew actually steal it? Did she just lose it? And you know, all I could do is run down there and just hope that if they did steal it, it's somewhere where I can easily find it. So luckily they consent to a search of the car. I took every single thing out of that car and I laid I laid everything down the street. It was, you know, like a half a block of stuff. And I'm going through every little thing with a fine tooth comb. Finally, there's this huge duffel bag. And in one of the, you know, 20 pockets, I unzip every single one, and maybe the sixth or seventh pocket in, I see 2 rings in there, and I pull them out, and it's like absolute terror and relief at the exact same time. So I called the client to say, hey, you know, I found your rings, and she says, thank you, I'm so sorry, you know, I accused you, where were they? And I said, oh, well, you know, it was in my employee's car. And so obviously, you know, we call the police. They get their rings back. We lose the client, have to pay to rekey the house. And the police come and we want to fill out a police report, but they say, you know, you have your ring back. Why do you want to do that? And we say, well, that's felony theft. She stole a $10,000 piece of property out of this house. Well, you have it back and there's nothing we can really do about it. You know, I'm a key witness to this crime and they don't even care. Now, imagine if I was able to tell all of Debbie's future employers about this event. The next person who hires her, you know, they might run a background check on her, but they're not going to find this event that happened. It's just lost to history because the police couldn't really act on it. But I have the opportunity to warn my fellow business people, and that's the whole reason. That's the whole the point of toxic labor is that we need to be a community and, you know, warn each other about what people are doing. And that transparency is going to make people a lot more accountable. The Debbie story, the example I gave of that stolen ring, that's an extreme one, of course. You know, there's other things that you want to know about, too, that aren't quite as severe. You know, there's people who just chronically show up late every day and don't care. People who just, frankly, couldn't care less about their job. People showing up, I live in Colorado where marijuana is legal, and people show up to work high or drunk, you know, and the reason that they're doing these things is because right now there is no accountability. I want to encourage all business owners to get onto ToxicLabor.com. We all have one or two or even more of these Debbie in the Ring stories, and the world needs to know about it. You need to help out your community and the entire nation and keep the workforce accountable. So I want you to encourage you to sign up, get a couple of reports on, even post a sign in your office that says, I report to toxiclabor.com, and watch how that deters not only, you know, crime, but also just like general, you know, apathy about work. So get on there, post reports, search the database, and that's going to allow you to see beyond the background check.